This is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, the third chapter of fifth Mishnah. This Mishnah builds on our previous discussions of Chazakah, and it discusses if somebody is using another person's property for their own needs, are they able to establish a right of usage and continue to do so? One example would be if you have two partners and they have a field, and one partner decides to use a field in a different way than their partnership was established, and the other partner, the second partner, sees it and doesn't say anything, and he does it for 3 years or so. Can this be considered this acceptance of it be considered a waiver of the person's rights? And would the first partner be able to continue to do so even afterwards? That's what this mission is going to deal with. Mishnah reads, Eilu Dvarim Sheyesh Lahem Chazakah. These are the circumstances which there is considered a Chazakah. Ve'ilu Dvarim Sheyesh Lahem Chazakah. And the following is a list of circumstances which you cannot have a Chazakah for. Hayamamid Behemim V'chatzer. If a person keeps an animal in the courtyard, Tanur or an oven or Kirayim, a stove, Rechayim, a mill, Migadal Tarnagolan, or he raises chickens in the field, Minotain Zivlo V'chatzer. And he puts the manure in a courtyard. Eina chazaka. All of these different uses do not establish a proper chazaka. And the reason why is because a person's not going to object to usage of the in these manners because there's no structural changes to the field. Just putting your animals there, putting an oven there, nothing changes in the actual property itself, and therefore it's likely that the second partner isn't going to mind it being there. The Mishnah continues, Abo asim chitza levehemto. If he actually builds a formal wall to have his animals cordoned off there, gavo asar tefachim, and it's more than 10 tefachim, v'chein the tanur, where he builds a wall for an oven, v'chein the kirayim, where he builds a wall for a stove, v'chein the rechayim, or also for the mill, hichnas tarnagolim l'toch habayis, where he puts chickens not in the field, but in the actual house, for asam lakum lezivlo, or he makes an actual storage facility for the manure. That's amok shosha o gavoa shosha. That's either 3 tefachim deep or 3 tefachim high. Harezo chazaka. All of these different changes to the actual property, physical changes, putting up a new wall, digging a deep ditch. All of these, because they change the actual property. That if there's no protest and the owner passively accepts, then there's a chazaka that's made and the person's allowed to continue doing it even afterwards. Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Hamarzev, a drain spout, ain't no chazaka. Hamarzev, a drain spout, doesn't have chazaka. Drain spout is a small pipe that sticks out from a gutter, running along the edge of a roof and drains the water away from the person's property and generally into another person's courtyard. So that is Eino Chazaka. V'yeshlim Komo Chazaka. The right to locate the drain spout at a specific point in the gutter isn't established by Chazaka, but the concept, the ability for him to actually drain the water into the courtyard, that does have a Chazaka. What? This is coming to tell us, and we'll note in contrast the next piece of the Mishnah, that in the times of the Mishnah, so people would have gutters, elaborate systems, they have gutters, they have these drain spouts, and the drain spouts were not permanent in nature, and they would be moved around. And just having it, because it wasn't permanent in nature, having it for 3 years and establishing a chazaka that you have it, means you have it. So its specific location, because it moves around all the time, doesn't get established as a chazaka, but having the drain spout does. And further discussions in the Gemara actually discuss that the owner of the courtyard that's receiving the water has the right to tell the owner, to compel the owner to move the drain spout from one place to the other if he so wishes. Hamazchila yesh lechazaka, and here's that contrast. Hamazchila is a gutter. That's the gutter which extends around. If yesh lechazaka has a chazaka, because in contrast to the drain spout, the gutter is permanent. When you put it on a roof, you're not moving it. However, the drain spout, as we mentioned before, back then was moved frequently, and therefore that doesn't have a chazaka. Mishra continues, Sulam HaMitzri Eino Chazaka, Letzo or Yeshel Chazaka, a Egyptian ladder doesn't have a Chazaka, and a ladder from Tyre does have Chazaka. What's the difference? Sulam HaMitzri, the Egyptian, is a small ladder, it's portable. The ladder from Tyre has four more rungs, it's heavier, it's a job to move it, people can't just move it on their own. So similar to the contrast between the Maschila, the gutter, and the Marze, the drain spout. So to hear, if something is big, something is permanent, more permanent, then that has a chazaka by being there. But if something is portable, then it doesn't have a chazaka by being there. And Mishnah continues. Chal HaMitzris, an Egyptian window. Ein la chazaka. That's a window, which is too small for a person to fit their head through. So that doesn't have a chazaka. And the reason is if somebody makes just a small window on the wall of his house and it opens to his neighbor's courtyard, the neighbor doesn't object to it, doesn't establish chazaka, whereas you think it might, and that's because it's the window is more than four amos above the floor level, and consequently the owner can claim that he didn't protest it because because it's so far out of the way, it's a small opening, there's no permanence there, he's not concerned that it will lead to somebody intruding in on his privacy, which is hezek ri'iya, which is damage of not having privacy. Therefore, he doesn't have a problem with that. However, if it's a latsoris, and it's a Tyrian window, yeshel l'chazaka. That window, which is large enough for a person to put their head through and see below, would create a chazaka, and that's because that if it's above, four amos above the floor, but a person's able to stick their head through, then it's very possible that there is going to be some hezekria, some damage of loss of privacy, and therefore its mere presence there it kicks in a chazaka after 3 years. Eizuhi chalon hametzris. The mission asks a question. What is a chalon hametzris? Koshein rosho shoadam yachol ikanei satocha. Tanakama tells us anything that a person can't put his head through. Rehuda omer. Rehuda says, im yesh la milabein, if it has a frame, even though the person's head cannot get through it, it's about the being a frame. Mishnah tells us that as long as there's a frame, even if a person's head doesn't enter through, that establishes a chazaka. And I guess the reason being is that framing out a window indicates a sense of permanence, and therefore, regardless of the size, if a frame is put in, then the lack of protest can establish a chazaka. As is, a protrusion coming out of a wall. Ab tefach yesh lo chazaka. If it's up to a tefach, it does have a chazaka. V'yochol limchos, and a person is able to make a protest. Pachos mi tefach in lo chazaka, v'ein yochol limchos. However, if there is less than a tefach, a person doesn't establish chazaka, and a person is not able to protest. What does it mean, able to protest? Protesting its placement. Meaning, if it's up to a tefach or more, one is able to make a protest because they can try to block the original construction. The reason why is that this protrusion allows somebody to actually ultimately see into their courtyard while using it. The protrusion is a piece of stone or wood protruding from a wall and extending into the courtyard. Person can see over it, see through it, but if it's really small, and then there is no chazaka, and he can't protest because I guess those types of protrusions happen, and the owner is not going to be harmed by it. So therefore, because the key here is that there has to be harm. If it's not large enough to keep things on it, and only hang things, he's not going to be looking into it. But if it's large enough, if it's a tefach, they can essentially hang things, leave things on it. And when he has to leave things on it, maybe like his spices or like books, then he's going to possibly, while trying to take a spice or a book out, be inadvertently looking into a person's yard, and that would create privacy boundary violations and have a damage there. And therefore, under a tefach, where that's not going to happen, no problem. Over a tefach, that there could be protest there.